Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Texas Blues bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. No other out there. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check that out. Find out all the things that we do here on the show and all the things that I do in my writing. And also my Brain Trust members. You can find out all about them, all the work that they do here with us. And you can follow them home. Everybody has their own suite on our website. You can find out about all of our Brain Trust members. And then go beyond that. We have links all the way back to their websites. And also, don't forget to check out the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer. That website is ageofthecustomer.com. Ted Fishman is our guest. Ted C. Fishman is the name of the books. Shock of Gray, which is all about the aging of the world's population. Also, China Inc., still one of my favorite books in my library. And Ted's our good friend. Ted, welcome back. Thanks again for staying with us. We were just talking about the Malaysian air crash. And I really wanted to talk about the air crash itself, or the flight itself, but more the nature of the Malaysians and the way they've handled this. You know, Ted, one of the things that we talk about on the show is whenever there's a meltdown like this in corporate America, it becomes a teaching moment for small businesses who have things happen. And, you know, a small business is kind of like Malaysia. If we had a major PR meltdown, we you know, most of us would know how to handle it. And we don't have PR experts with us. And I kind of feel like Malaysia was the small business of the aviation community in the last couple of weeks. What do you think?
Well, it is, and it resembles a small business in some other ways, which is it simply doesn't have, if you're a small business and you want to get rid of the executives who embarrass the company, you know, you can go into the American market and it's quite deep and you may find lots of talented people. If you want another aviation minister in Malaysia,
yeah,
because you fired the one that's there, you may not have a lot of depth in the market to turn to. And then there's other issues there. It's a country that's very strongly divided ethnically between the very capable Chinese minority there, who's the wealthier class and the better educated class in Malaysia, and the Malaysians, who are exceedingly religious, often send their kids to religious schools, don't get the technical background that their peers in other countries do. And things become very, very kind of politically, religiously, nationalistically.
And when you say religious, there, you say religious, you're talking Islam.
Yes, Malaysia's officially a Muslim country. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not just a Muslim majority country; it's or a secular country. You know, Muslim is an law.
It's not Sharia law, though, is it?
In some ways, it is, but generally not. It has an English civil system, but it's one of the countries that's been deeply politicized by Islam in the last 30 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You've spent a lot of time there over the last several years, haven't you?
I have. You know, and you know, you can contrast Malaysia with Indonesia, which has just in the last year bought the single largest order ever placed at Boeing for its latest planes. And they have lots of low-cost air travel there now that never existed before. You know, kind of imagine Southwest if it cost one-tenth as much.
Wow. But also off the air, I was just pointing out that Malaysia does not have Malaysia has an excellent record in their airline, and you pointed out that you've been on that, the flight that Flight 370, you've been on that flight to Beijing before.
It's a very, very popular flight. So when I fly from Jakarta to Beijing, which I've done a couple times, it's a great idea to go through Kuala Lumpur, get on this flight, and head to Beijing. It's a long flight. I think it's around an 8-hour flight.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's a lovely flight to be on. People are on it now. They're taking it again on a different plane.
Right.
And you know, you never. I don't know. I never think too much on any of these planes. I know, like, some of the Asian low-cost airlines have terrible safety records. The ones that are buying the Boeing planes have proven very, I mean, in Indonesia, have proven to be worse than the average.
Does Boeing have an obligation to not sell planes to people who aren't ready? Like, I mean, you know, Piper and Beechcraft didn't have an obligation not to sell a doctor more of a plane than that he could fly back in the day when I was talking about this earlier. Does Boeing have any kind of an obligation, you think, to make sure that you know, almost like a franchise type of oversight?
Well, they have a deep self-interest to make sure that people aren't crashing their planes.
Right, exactly.
You know, that could crash the company. You know, one interesting thing about airplanes is they can't be too proprietary to your country. You can't hoard the knowledge. You need equal knowledge on both sides of the trip.
Right.
You need great mechanics, great machinists, great pilots everywhere. So among all the world's technologies, airline technologies tends to be the one of the first that's transferred.
But you know, Ted, if this is some kind of a human intervention inside the plane situation, that could happen to anybody. It's happened before. It'll probably happen again. You know, I mean, you kind of have to cut the Malaysians a little bit of slack, especially since with their experience. But you're going to, when we come back, I want you to talk about a little bit about how the Chinese have reacted to this.
Sure.
And we'll do that with Ted Fishman, folks, right after these messages. I'm really enjoying hearing Ted's analysis of the Malaysian people and the culture and all that. Ted's, as I said, Ted's spent a lot of time over there over the last several years with those people. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back. One can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.